我们今天开始第几章？感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord, we're going to begin chapter 3.
我看这么慢，那怎么什么时候才能完呢？
I was just wondering when we finish the whole book of Romans.
可能要好几年的时间。
Maybe a few years.
我们是不是故意要拖慢的？
It is not because purposely want to delay it.
因为神的话太丰盛。
Because the word of God is so rich.
如果我们随便带过去，我感觉是得罪上帝。
If we just expound it very casually, I feel that we are wrong against God.
我们大家一同打开第三章。
We shall open to Romans chapter 3.
我们从第一节一直念到第八节。
Reading from verses 1 to 8.
罗马书三章第一节到第八节。
Romans chapter 3 verses 1 to 8.
弟兄读第一，姐妹读第二。
The brother will read the odd number and the sister the even number.
我读第一，李牧师读第二。我不是说她是姐妹，你不要乱解读。我说她，我以弟兄们一同读，她以姐妹一同读。那我们分成两边，好不好？第一节，这样说来，犹太人有什么长处？各里有什么益处呢？
凡事大有好处，第一是神的圣言交托他们。
即使有不信的，这有何妨呢？难道他们的不信就毁掉上帝的信吗？
断乎不能，不如说神是真实的，人都是虚妄的。如经上所记，你这被人的时候显为公义，被人议论的时候可以得胜。
我们照着人的常话说，我们的不义若显出上帝的义来，我们可以怎么说呢？上帝降怒是他不义吗？
断乎不是。若是这样，神怎样审判世界呢？若神的真实
因我的西方一发显出他的荣耀，为什么说我还受审判呢？好像罪人。
为什么不说我们可以作恶以成善呢？这是毁谤我们的人说我们有这话，这等人定罪是该当的。
我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray.
李牧师带着我们祷告。
父神，我们再一次把这段时间交托，我们既然已经打开你的话语，求主打开我们的心，圣灵在我们的心里面光照我们，启迪我们，也透过你的仆人把你的真道再次向我们阐明。这样祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们，
阿们。我们的第二章就我们看见了犹太人他们受割礼是在肉身而不是在心里的。
In chapter 2 we see that these Jews are circumcised but physically not in spirit.
犹太人领受了律法，他们只守义文，不在心灵里面的顺服。
And also the Jews received the laws but only obeyed in the written code but not in the heart.
这样说来，保罗就把整个犹太文化里面最重要的事情好像一笔勾销，一口否定掉。
So what's the most important thing in the Jews as if that this Paul has written it off.
这样的一个传道人怎么不会让许多犹太人对他反感？
Of course, many of the Jews will feel disgusted about this Paul.
所以保罗讲的这句话到底是对外邦人有什么益处呢？
And Paul, after he expounded this, does it in any way benefit the Gentiles?
岂不是让外邦人也轻看上帝的选民？
Would it also cause the Gentiles to despise the elect of God?
这是圣经的一个原则性的问题。
Now this is something which touches on the principle of the Bible.
就当上帝的百姓犯罪的时候，
that is at the time when the people of God sin.
当上帝的家有仇闻的时候，
when there is also a slander in the house of the Lord,
可以不可以批判？
Can we criticize?
可以不可以责备？
Can we rebuke?
家仇可以不可以外扬？
Can we also expel or expose all the slanders?
中国文化也是一样。
And the same with the Chinese culture.
我们认为我们自己家里的事不要讲出来。
We know that things that belong to our family, we shouldn't disclose it.
错的事情不要传出去。
Things which is wrong, we shouldn't disclose.
这样就引起人对我们的轻看。
Then if not, people will despise us.
我们建立别人对我们的尊重是难乎其难。
So it is too difficult for us to establish people's respect to us.
为什么要把家仇外扬引起人对我们的轻看呢？
Why is that we expose the wrongs in our family so that people despise us?
这不是很错误的事情吗？
Isn't that something is wrong?
今天我请大家注意这个原则。
Today I want to pay attention to this principle.
就是当犹太人离开上帝时，
That's at the time when the Jews leave God.
神会不会指派先知责备外邦人？ 不责不责备他的。
We God only sent prophets to rebuild the Gentiles, but not the Jews.
我们的神是公义的神。
Our God is a righteous God.
所以这样的神就不用这种不义的办法来处理选民非选民的问题。
So this kind of God would not use unrighteous way to deal with the elect and also the Gentiles.
你的旧约圣经里面，你特别看见西班牙先知。
In Old Testament, we see this prophet.
他直接提到犹太人的罪恶。
When he mentioned about the sins of the Jews,
不但是摩押，不但是巴比伦，不但是埃及，不但别的民族，三番四次的罪恶。
Not only the Moab, also the Egyptians, more than three or four times the sin against God.
对以色列百姓抵挡神。这个干犯神的命令，照样严厉的责备。
But to the Israelite, when they go against God, God also very seriously rebuke them.
以赛亚第一章给我们看见什么呢？
Isaiah chapter 1, let us see.
上帝说，我厌烦你们的安息日。
And God said, I disgusted with the Sabbath.
我厌烦你们献的祭物。
And I dislike the sacrifice you made.
你们献祭，除了血流成河。
Because even your sacrifices, the blood becomes a river.
你们没有真正尊重我，没有真正顺从。
But you do not truly honor me and obey me.
圣经里面给我们看见，顺命胜于献祭是一个原则。
The Bible allows to see this principle to be obedient is better than to make sacrifices.
我们可以不可以呢？不遵循神的旨意，但是多一点奉献金钱来将功补过呢？不能。
Can we disobey God and then make more of it to make up our wrongs?
我们不像这个宗教以功补过的原则来过宗。
Because now the other religion, we use our merit to cover up our wrongs.
我们如果能行出一些的善行，不过是我们尽责任而已，毫无可夸。
If we do some good, it is God, it's our duty that we have to do it. Nothing to boast.
我们的罪恶，我们的干犯，都是触怒上帝，都是抵挡他的旨意，是罪有该报，应当刑罚。
But then our sins, our wrongs are against God, and He has to be punished.
神不会因为谁跟他更靠近，就特别宽容，就特别赦免他，不必对付他罪的问题。
God would not be because someone is closer to Him that He would not punish him.
这就是基督教与其他的宗教一些不同的地方。
And this is different from Christianity and other religions.
与今天世界的政治最大不同地方就在这里。
And also the greatest difference of Christianity and the politics.Today,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督在世界上的时候
that Jesus was on the earth,
他以绝对毫无瑕疵的生活把人应当有的良善圣洁公义具体彰显出来
and with the light was absolutely without any blemish, he concretely he manifested the holiness of his
这样你在他的言语跟他的德性中间找不到丝毫尺寸的差别。
So that in his word, in his conduct, there's no distance.
但是有那一些说你可以娶几个老婆的人，他自己娶了十多个。
But there are some who say that you can marry many wives, that he himself has tons of more than ten wives.
所以宗教跟基督的救赎是本质上不一样。
So religion and the salvation of Christ, essentially, it is different.
摩门教的创立人 Joseph Smith 有二十四个妻子。
The founder of Mormonism, he himself had 24 wives.
他的继承人 Brigham Young 有四十多个妻子。
And his successors had more than 70 wives.
所以这些世界宗教的领袖，他自己犯的罪，可能比他要求于人要圣洁的生活的程度是更低更差。
And these church leaders, their own sins more serious than those who ask them to follow him.
我们的神不是如此。
Our God is different.
他是圣洁的神。
Because he's a holy God.
他有权柄吩咐他的子民要过圣洁的生活。
And that's why he had the power to command his followers to lead a holy life.
旧约里面耶和华对以色列百姓说
In the Old Testament, Jehovah told his people,
你们这一切所行的上事情上都要圣洁。
All the things that you do, you must be holy.
因为我招呼你们出来的耶和华是圣洁的上帝。
Because I, the one who call you, is holy God.
这一节的圣经在新约彼得前书第一章再一次出现。
And again in 1 Peter chapter 1 appear this verse.
主说我是圣洁的，所以你们的一切事上都要圣洁。
God said, I'm a holy God. Oh, in all things that you do, you must be holy.
基督就是神性在人间最具体的彰显。
And Christ Jesus is the manifestation of divinity of God.It was more concrete.
基督的教导跟他身立行立行的自己身这个立身这个行出来的行为是没有差别。
And also his word has come down has no discrepancy.
耶稣的教训跟他的生活是没有差别。
The teaching of Jesus and his life has no discrepancy.
他的言语跟他的行事为人是没有差别。
And his word and his conduct has no distance.
所以他有资格审判这个世界。
And that is qualified to judge the world.
那这样呢，我们解答了一个很重要的原则性
的问题。So we solve a very important principle problem.
审判来到的时候
When the judgment comes,
没有 人可以因为我是基督徒我就特别得到宽容。
No one can say that because I'm a Christian I will be let loose.
我是教会的领袖我就特别得到通融。
I'm a church leader so I'll be accommodated.
基督在地上最责备的就是那些假冒伪善的宗教的领袖。
Because the one that Christ Jesus rebuked the most are those hypocrite leaders.
当彼得不照着神的旨意来明白他的时候，
When Peter do not understand God according to his will, Satan! And Christ Jesus Satan get behind
him. 我们的主严厉到这个地步，根本不是我们想象他的慈爱就可以概括一切来解释他的本质。
Our Lord is so serious, something that cannot be covered by explanation that he's the merciful God.
我小的时候参加在中国厦门的主日学。
When I was young, I was attending the Sunday school in Amoy.
每个礼拜天都当一张照一张图片。
And every Sunday, I got a picture.
那么我就把那些图片就把它收集起来。
So I accumulated those pictures collectively.
有个问题是我不明白，耶稣那样慈爱的形象到底他呢是男的是女的。
There was a question I couldn't solve because Jesus Christ so merciful, is he a male or female?
因为那些主日学的画片里面耶稣基督总是很温柔的。
Because those cards show that he's so gentle,
而是头发长长的
and long hair.
那个时候我看只有女人头发才是长
的。 And at that time I see the only girls have long hair.
耶稣的这个女人只有胡须我就不明白。
But then these girls had a mustache I couldn't understand.
所以他到底是男是女。
So is he a male or female?
那些图画家
And those painters,
尽量把耶稣的慈爱画出来。
They want to draw out the gentleness of Christ Jesus.
一个伟大的图画家。
But a great painter,
要把耶稣的神性、公义跟慈爱配合来画出来。
He want to draw the divinity and the righteousness of Christ Jesus.
当我慢慢长大研究艺术学的时候
，When I grew up and study art,
我发现在米开朗基罗跟这个达芬奇。还有跟另外一个叫做 Raffaello 的这个图画家
I see that this painter called Michelangelo, Raffaele and also Da Vinci
这个是文艺复兴高派最后的第三个最大的这个大师
And these are the three masters of a high renaissance
他们画耶稣的时候
When they draw Jesus
甚至连婴孩的耶稣
Even a Jesus baby
都要把这种数天的神圣的本性把它表达出来
And even that holiness of God will be expressed
你看这个 16th chapelRaffaello 三丘是画的 Madonna and Child 那个图画
You see in the Sistine Chapel The one drawn by Raffaele The Madonna and Child
在一个布幕这个开的时候玛利亚出现
At the curtain when it's open Mary appeared
抱住了耶稣基督
Carrying Jesus Christ
那个婴孩的眼光
And that baby the eyesight
把神性的在婴孩中间造成出神的形象把它表示
Even the incarnate God has to be expressed in the baby's eye
这些图画不在乎它的颜色漂亮不漂亮尺寸对不对到底好看不好看
All these paintings do not actually rely on the measurement whether it's beautiful or not
把那神圣的永恒的神性的价值的人格的就精神的力量把它表现出来才是好的
But the deity the eternalness of God has been all manifested
那么神是公义的神
God is a righteous God
神也是慈爱
God also is a merciful God
我们正统信仰就不许可人用神的慈爱来捆绑他的公义
And the orthodox faith will not use God's mercy to bind his righteousness
我们也不许可有一些人把神的公义来捆绑他的慈爱
And also we wouldn't allow we use righteousness to bind God's mercy
新派的人做什么呢
What if a liberals
上帝是爱是不可能有第一
Because God is love there's no possibility to be held
他们就把上帝的爱绝对化到一个地步来消磨他公义的本性
So the absolutized love of God so that you can do away with the righteousness of God
这个背后的原则
So the principle behind it
是这一章要表达的一件事
If this was going to manifest in this chapter
我问到底吉隆坡有什么反应对我们的研讨会
In Kuala Lumpur I asked what kind of response do we have to this seminar
有的人说穆斯们感到我骂他们太厉害
And some say that these pastors thought that Stephen Tong has scolded them too much
我问你我讲的时候你没感到我骂你
Do you feel that I scold you?
我问你
没有
没有好那这个就是好牧师了如果感到我骂他的其实有问题的牧师
If you feel that I scold you probably you have something wrong with you
如果我摸摸你的手呢
If I touch you
你不会生气的
You won't get angry
但我如果摸一个的时候大发脾气我知道哪边生疮了
If I were to touch and see that something is wrong there I get angry
哎呦你跳起来了
And then you
痛死了
You feel painful
我说我摸你怎么会痛死呢
So I touch you how can you feel painful
你开始里面一粒大疮
Because there's something grow there
所以你注意一个事情
So pay attention to one thing
一个能吸收严格教导自己改过的人是有前途。
A one who can receive very solemn teaching and change himself, he can progress.
一个受一点批判马上大发脾气的人是错误的自尊心太过这个 高傲型。
The one who is being critical a little bit and then he get angry, probably he have too much self-esteem.
在第二章里面的。
In chapter two.
跟第一章不同的地方。
And what's different with chapter one?
第一章保罗就把这个世人的罪把它公布出来。
In the first chapter, Paul explores all the sins of mankind.
犹太人说这个不错。
And Jews say this girl.
因为世界上的人都是罪人。
Because all the people in the world are sinners.
就是外邦人不认识上帝，本来就是这样。
The Gentiles do not know God in such a manner.
跟保罗把外邦人讲完了以后。
But after Paul has finished the Gentiles.
矛头准。对准犹太人
，and the second chapter point to the Jews，
不但外邦人有罪，你们也有罪、啊。
Only Gentiles have sin，
犹太有罪，那犹太人就跳起来了。
And the Jews got angry，
所以很多人呢，人家被骂，他感到活该，轮到他被骂，他就大发脾气。
And a lot of people when people are being scolded， they get very happy， but when they are being scolded， they get angry。
到底有个哪个民族是有特权的？
Which are race has a privilege?
到底是哪一个人可以不必受罚的？
Or they do not have to be punished?
是苏哈多的家庭有特权吗？
Is he the family of Suharto have the right?
人家反对他就被抓。
When people expose him, they be kept.
意见不同就被丢到不知道哪里去。
When they disagree with him, he'll put it somewhere else.
两年半以前。
And two and a half years ago.
几百个人突然间失踪了。
And a few hundred suddenly disappeared.
到哪里去不知道。
Where did they go? We don't know.
但有一些真的可以跑回来的时候。
But some when they can come back,
他发现人家抓他。
They find people catch
him. 把眼睛盖起来。
And blind their eyes.
整个人绑起来。
And also bind them.
睡在一辆车里面。
And put the car.
他们就算大概几十分钟才到什么地方。
And a few minutes then they before reach the same place.
跟那个速度算来看。
And according to speed,
可能要至少十八到二十五公里。
Maybe 18 to 20 kilometers.
他们就算被抓的地方跟到的地方公里，大概是什么？后来慢慢几个记录呢，几个印象查起来是军队的总部。
So when they come with a few impressions, they calculate the distance, they find it's headquarters of the military army.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
人不赞同你，你就可以随便抓人。
When people disagree with you, you can catch them.
但是你的孩子贪污不必抓的。
But when your own son corrupted, how can he be released?
对他一点不对的。
So something was wrong to them.
抓
，but can catch.
他就监禁
，and imprison them.
他就捆绑他们
，also bind them.
他就威胁他们
，also menace them.
他的孩子有一家航空公司。欠政府油钱几百几千几万万，
百不是。Why when the son have an air company that owe petrol money to the government, he never pay.
现在找到一个证据呢，就是他有贪污的事件，应当给他坐监了十八个月。
Now they find out evidence that he's corrupt, so he should be imprisoned for 18 months.
他要求赦。
So he has to be pardoned.
这是什么呢？
What do you mean?
就是搞关系，搞特权呐。
They try to find privileges.
上帝说不是。
God said no.
所以你是犹太人吗？
Are you Jews?
Yeah.
The same.
我受割礼呀。
You say I'm being circumcised.
肉身受割礼，不是真受割礼。
Because physically you are being circumcised, you are not true circumcision.
心灵受割礼才真。
Or do you when you are circumcised spiritually?
我有律法。
I have laws.
你有没有遵守？
Do you obey the law?
如果你有律法而不遵守
，If you have the law and you don't obey，
那是没有律法而良心好好做事的。
And he who doesn't have the law but do according to conscience，
他们就比你有律法的人更清楚。
They'll be better than you who have law。
所以神的话是很清楚的。
So God's word is so clear。
一个人行律法是在内心，不是站在外表。
Because I want to practice law within his heart, not outwardly。
不在于外表的译文
，not on the written code，
在于心灵的样子
，but in the spirit，
照样。受割礼也是这样。
The same thing with circumcision.
真受割礼。
True circumcision.
不是单单肉身受割礼。
Not physically alone.
心灵里面受割礼。
But also spiritually.
保罗是很不客气的，把犹太文化的优越性把它全部打垮。
So Paul, without reservation, he actually destroyed all the culture of the Jews.
就是新犹对旧犹产生一个完全不同看法的一个新的开始。
This is the new beginning of the New Testament, viewing differently from the Old Testament.
也就是叫那些。在旧约里面承受律法与外表的人给他们看见最重要的是内心不是外表的宗教。
So that those in the Old Testament they received the law would not say what's more important is the spirit but not physically.
除了耶稣基督以外
other than Christ Jesus.
我看见保罗是对犹太的文化最大胆批判的一个。
I see that Paul is the one who is so bold in criticizing the Jewish culture.
美国在二十世纪初期有一个人叫做 Rothschild Bush。
At the beginning of 20th century, in America, there is a man called Bush.
Rauschenbusch 是社会福音的神学家。
He's a social gospel theologian.
他在第一次世界大战前后
，and before the first World War，
写了六七本很深度的神学的书。
He has written six or five or six books which are of that.
可惜他的神学属于新派的一类。
But very pitiful, his theology belongs to the liberal theology.
立场从信仰的方面来说是偏差的。
And from the ground of the stand, it is distorted.
但是这个人有一些的观念也是很有圣经的这个看法。
But some of his concept is from a biblical perspective.
后来他成为社会福音的神学的鼻祖。
Became the founder of the theology of social gospel.
我不是赞同他的神学理论。
I'm not agreeing with the theology.
但我提到他一部分的思想。
But some of his teaching I mentioned now.
他提到最反对军阀。军官制度，那在军队里面的秀烂的是曾经做过军官的托尔斯泰。
He said that the one who opposed those military officers are the one who has been military before.
他说最反对酗酒滋事的人是从前的酒鬼。
He said those who go against the drunkenness are those who have been drunken before.
最反对监狱里面奴役那些囚犯的制度的压迫的政府呢，这个提倡。这个推翻对囚犯过分压迫的人是曾经做过囚犯的。
It's the governments that oppose the go against the imprisonment are the one who has been imprisoned before.
然后他再讲一句很重要
的。And then he says something with Stephen.
最敢批评法利赛人的是曾经做过法利赛人的保罗。
The one who dared to criticize the Pharisees is the one Paul who has been Pharisee before.
照样的对修道院同天主教里面的腐败讲的最清楚的是曾经在修道院里面的马丁路德。
The same thing, the one who could dare to expose the corruptions of the monastery is Martin Luther who has been a monk before.
当然他讲这一套的话有他整个的目标在里面。
Of course, when he said all these things, there is a body of doctrine he had.
他点出了保罗这一方面的事。
But then he pointed out this thought of Paul.
保罗是无可非议的一派。
Paul is the one who cannot rebuild in terms of being a Pharisee.
保罗是非常后起之秀、年轻中间的很独特的法利赛人。
But he's a very outstanding Pharisee of the time.
他特别是在加玛列这个最大的教授下面做门生的人。
And especially he's still in Gamaliel.
他有犹太人不同的地方的是。生在大树，所以与生俱来有个特权，可以进正式成为罗马的公民。
And he was born in Tarsus, different from Jews, he could be a born a citizen of Rome.
他说律法的规定，第八天的时候就受隔离。
And according to the laws, on the eighth day he was circumcised.
他按他的热心来说是逼迫基督徒的。
But his zealous, he is the one who persecuted the Christians.
许多的法利赛人、犹太的派别，把耶稣基督的教训当作异端，对为文化、对犹太文化的。
And also many of these Jews deem him as also a deviant of their own culture.
这些人在桌子上大做文章反对耶稣的时候
，And at a time when all these people oppose Jesus Christ,
保罗是挺身而出，见义勇为，把基督徒杀，把基督徒关在监牢，把那些逃走的基督徒去追杀他们。
But Paul was the one who stood out and persecuted and imprisoned Christians.
所以他说，按热心来说，我是逼迫上帝。
You see, the zealous, I'm the one who persecuted the Church of God.
逼迫上帝。
To persecute God.
逼迫教会。
To persecute the Church.
逼迫信耶稣的人。
To persecute Christians.
甚至拿了大祭司给他的这个正式的文件。
And also official document coming from high priest.
追赶基督徒到大马士那里。
And to pursue Christians until Tarsus.
所以这个人忠于犹太教是绝对不能怀疑的。
We cannot doubt that he is not faithful to the Judaism.
他是法利赛人少壮派里面最真正履行他所信仰的。
And he is one who being a practicer, a ruler of the Jews, laws.
怎么会写这样的话出来？
How can he write this statement here?
犹太人啊，
It is Jews?
你是外邦人的老师。
You are the master of the Gentiles.
你是别人的光吗？
You are the light of the blind.
你是领瞎子的吗？
You are the one who leads the blind.
你是这个整个世界里面的天之骄子吗？
Are you the one to be pampered in the whole world?
你有律法吗？
You have the law.
你受隔离吗？
Are you circumcised?
你到底做些什么？
What do you do?
难道这外邦人没有律法？
The Gentiles have no law.
他们做得比你好的时候。
But they were better than you do.
你怎么向上帝交涉？
How do you say that you belong to God?
我告诉你，今天很多人不要做基督徒，就因为我们不像样，成为他们的难。
Today a lot of people don't want to be Christians because we are not good.
如果有一些讲台还把基督的毛病讲出来，可能是外邦人看见还有一位公义的上帝。
If the pulpit will expose some of the wrongs of Christians, maybe the Gentiles will see that they see righteousness here.
我的听众不少。
那 audience 在会 break
当我讲这些话的时候
，when I say this，
很多人搞得应该讲，到底有人讲了。
Some say that we should say this because of someone should say this。
有一些教会领袖绝对不爱听这些话。
But some church leader absolutely dislike these things。
那你明白就很像一个情形吗
？So you understand it's like this。
一样样的情形。
The same thing。
有一次我在一个地方讲到。
There was one incident place I preach。
那个地方有个教区长跟神学院的女学生发生奸淫的关系。
And there's a superintendent who has adultery with a student。
哦，我在那里讲到，我就大声疾呼，神反对我们犯罪，神不愿意我们变成绊脚石。
There I was preaching very loudly, God dislike us to sin and also be a stumbling block.
犯罪你要悔改。
Those who are coming out of this to repent.
哇，有些人气了，因为唐牧师呢在布道会讲基督徒这样不好那样不好，谁要信耶稣
？Some got so angry because how come in the evangelistic meeting you want to preach about Christians wrong?
后来那个布道会呢，几百个人信耶稣。
But later on, in fact, evangelistic meeting, the hundreds of people come forward.
聚会满到一个地步。
And it, actually, the whole hall was packed.
两个钟头，四十分钟以前，三分之一的位置给人家坐满了。
2 hours and 40 minutes before the meeting, the whole hall was packed.
大家都被大家来抢位置。
All people come to occupy place.
时间到了才来的人都没有地方，都站在外面去。
So when the time comes, those people who come later cannot be accommodated.
他们就从窗口来看。
So on the window, they come to see, look inside.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
所以他们就把桌子、椅子、学校都搬来，后来窗口外面都是椅子，一直抬，一直抬很高，没有跌下去，我就莫名其妙。
So they stack up chairs and also the tables to look inside.
后来他们承认这次布道会最成功。
So they acknowledged later that this was the most successful event.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神的公义彰显出来。
Because God's righteousness being manifested.
所以许多时候我们以为这个。哎呀，我们的罪不要告诉人，就会人家看你很好，
说明
你的信主了。
说明呢，当我们发现我们看到信 ，people are still good and they believe in Jesus。
我告诉你，好事很难传。
I tell you, good things are difficult to spread.
坏事很难传。
But the bad things are difficult to cover.
你要传福音呢，两千年还没传完，有一件坏事，两天请自己的。
And also for the gospel to preach for 2,000 years, you cannot finish all preaching. But 2 days, the bad thing will be spread.
我们不要以为非基督徒很笨。
Do not deem that non-Christians are foolish.
自以为聪明的人就是最笨的人。
Because those who deem that they are very intelligent are the foolish.
共产党有句话，人民的眼睛是雪亮的。
And the communists are worshiping that the people's eyes are bright.
当然，我认为邪徒在眼睛就不亮了。
邪徒
在眼睛就不亮
了。Oh, I tell you, if the snow were to cover your eyes, you would not be bright anymore.
所以有一些人很注意教会的行动。
Some pay attention to what the church do.
有一些人知道教会这辈子他要看信徒自己的生活。
And some when you say that you review sin, they want to see how Christians behave.
所以呢，保罗在第三章就要看整个总原则怎么处理这个问题。
So Paul in chapter 3 want to use the principle to deal with this thing.
第一章是讲到世人的罪。
The first thing talk about the sins of the
Gentiles. 是讲到犹太人罪。
The second talk about the sins of the Jews.
第三章下半段要讲全世界的罪。
The third chapter want to talk about the sins of the whole world.
第四章就看到神怎样用信心拯救人。
And the fourth chapter say that God how through faith save us.
就是基督使人的信可以被称义。
Through Christ Jesus we can be justified by faith.
那么第三章开始他讲什么话？
And at the beginning of chapter 3 what he say?
我们既然把犹太批评的一无完肤。
Since we haveAlso criticized these Jews and these other states.
那这样说来做犹太人什么意思呢？
Then what's the meaning to become Jews then?
犹太人有什么益处呢？
What's the profit of Jews?
他们得到律法有什么价值？
They have the law. What's the profit?
他们到底有什么特别呢？
Actually, what's so special about them? Them
就是第一节要讲的话。
And that's what is being spoken in the first verse.
现在我们再来读，你就更明白。
We read again, chapter 3 verse 1.
保罗怎么样讲的？
What did Paul say?
这样看来，犹太人有什么长处呢？这里有什么益处呢？
So what advantage there is being a Jew or what value is there on circumcision?
犹太之所以是犹太，
The Jews are Jews
因为有律法，
Because there's law.
犹太领受了上帝的约。
The Jews receive a covenant of God.
上帝约的记号是什么？
And what's the sign of covenant of God?
身上割犁做记号。
So you have a sign of being circumcised.
你怎么知道你是犹太人？
How do you know you're a Jew?
我是有律法的。
I am the one we know.
神是用他的道与我立约的。
God also have covenant with me.
你怎么知道你是与神立约的？
How do you know you are the one having covenant with God?
受过割礼的。
I'm not going to be circumcised.
这是他的傲慢。
So this is pride.
这是他们的优越感。
That's their arrogance.
所以当他们这个 superiority complex,
when the superiority complex troubles them,
把他们认为是 supremacy over other nations.
So that they have a supremacy over all nations.
就是他们有律法有割礼。
It is because they have the law, they're being circumcised.
那么上帝把律法把割礼赐给他们什么用呢？
And what's the meaning of God giving the circumcision laws?
第二节就是答案。
And chapter the verse 2 is the answer.
大家来读一二三。凡事大有好处。第一
是神的
圣言，圣言什么？
交托他们，
交托给他们。
So God entrusted with the very word of God.
这凡事大有好处什么意思？
And he said that it is good in every way.
另外一个解释法就是好处多得不得了。
Within much, it is everything.
那犹太人有什么好处呢？
What's the good with the Jews?
他们领受律法做什么？
They have the law, what for?
受割礼有什么价值？
Their circumcision, what's the value?
好处在哪里呢？
Where's the good thing?
保罗说好处多多。
Oh, say much is with the good.
所以他在这里提到犹太人领受了太多恩典了。
Here he said that the Jews have so much grace.God.
虽然恩典应当负起责任
，Even though the grace calls responsibility，
我再讲一次，
我再讲，
恩典应当负起责任
，Because grace demands responsibility，
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
神赐下恩典
，God has given grace，
领受恩典，你就要负起责任
，So you must take up responsibility。
Responsibility should be harmonized or balanced with the responsibility。
我们所领受的恩典应该跟我们的这个责任相称，
这是圣经的公平观，超越柏拉图哲学的重要的原则。
This sense of this laws of justice in the Bible which supersede Aristotle.
Plato. 圣经的公平观
and the view of justice.
希腊的哲学是不一样。
As the Greek is different.
希腊的哲学没有办法解决为什么有的人更笨，有的人更聪明，有的人更富有，有的人更穷。
The Greek cannot solve the problem. Why is them more, some are more intelligent, some are more fool, some are rich.
他们最重要的哲学家之一柏拉图去写讲想出一个答案出来。
And Plato, one of the most cream of the philosophers of them, say,
我觉得公平
What about justice?
柏拉图说
Plato say,
个人按照他的才干做适当的工作就叫公平。
Everyone according to his talent, do something with according to talent.
哇，这个是很伟大。
This is great.
因为这以前没有办法解释。
Because before him, no one can explain justice.
到现在印度社会里面传统的哲学也没有办法解释。
Even until today, this is the Indian traditional philosophy can explain this.
根本没有公平可以说。
Because there's no justice.
印度社会有四个 caste.
Because in the Indian society, there are four castes.
你身为贵族的阶级的。
If you belong to the noble,
你就是应当享受贵族的命运。
Then you enjoy the freedom of the noble.
你身为最穷的乞丐的阶级。
If you belong to the beggar's caste,
你不必怪天，不必怪人，你就是乞丐的。
Blame people of the heaven, you are a beggar.
所以当一个贵族啊
，when noble
走在路上的时候
，when he walks the street,
乞丐的影子投射到他，他都遭殃了。
When the beggar's shadow comes to him, he's troubled.
你闪过去。
He will want to avoid.
不要让他的影子射到。
So that his shadow will come upon him.
这样不公平的社会。
So this is unjust society.
印度这种死板的宗教。
So this kind of very wooden street society.
印度没有办法好好发展的一种。
It will not have India to progress.
圣经的公平观是什么公平观
？And what the view of the Bible is
just 恩典与责任平衡的公平观。
It must harmonize grace and responsibility.
所有的哲学没有办法相比的。
When all philosophy cannot compare with the Bible.
你说唐牧师，你从哪里看出来
？You say Reverend Tom, where did see this?
基督的话看出来。
And Jesus was said this.
耶稣的上帝给你多，就样向你多要。
Much is given to him, more will be demanded for him.
少给谁，就向谁少取。
And less given to one, less will be demanded for them.
多给谁，就向谁多要。
Whoever is given much, more will be demanded from them.
耶稣基督谈公平的时候，就不是论到恩典的分量的齐的这个等量齐观。
So when Jesus Christ talk about this justice, he's talking about equality of grace and quantities.
这不是呢，这个 qualitative justice.This is not
quantitative justice.
Not the same grace given to different people.
不是每一个人享受同样的恩典。
有的人做的多
，some are more.
有的人少
，some are less.
有的人聪明
，some are more intelligent.
比较普通
，some are more ordinary.
有的人长得很美
，some are more beautiful.
有的人只有端正而已
，some only but are good.
有的人是四观齐，这个五官齐全。
Some are proper in their appearance.
有的人四肢残缺。
And some are lame.
那么神为什么这样不公平呢？
But why does God do justice?
神说我的公平不是你那样解释。
God said that my justice is not according to what you say.
那么上帝你的公平是什么？
So what about your justice, God?
给你多，我 向你多要。
Much is given to you,
more. 给你少。
Less I give to
you. 少取。
Less I demand from you.
这个是呢 justice in responsibility.
这乃是责任的这个公平关系。
责任的公平不是恩典分量赐予的公平。
So this justice in responsibility, not in quality of grace.
基督徒应当明白我们信仰中间这些很特殊的原则是属于这些宗教里面的。
Christians should understand this kind of principle that's coming from the Bible is not something that the philosophy can compare.
我们越靠近神的真理
the closer we come to the truth of God,
我们就有智慧来处理天下人间各样的事情。
Then we have the wisdom to deal all the matters in heaven on earth.
当我们信仰的强敌攻击我们的时候
when our enemies come to attack us,
我们有信德的盾牌
we use the shield of our faith,
我们可以挡住魔鬼的火箭
and also we go against the vile darts of the Satan.
已经把一切关于生命金钱的道理都赐给我们
because all according to the godliness of our faith that God has given to you
那这个原则你抓到了以后呢
when you have this principle with you
你就明白这一节在讲什么了
you know what is this verse going to say
凡事都有好处
everything is good
意思是什么呢
what do you mean
上帝把律法把恩典把割礼把又给以色列人不是没有益处
God has given the Jews the laws the grace the covenants it is good
益处多多
there are so many good of it
多到一个地步呢每一个你都要纪念的
so much of it that everyone you should remember
用保罗自己的经验来说
according to the experience of Paul
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
因为他有说不尽的恩赐
because he has an insurmountable grace
你读过这一句这一节圣经
have you ever read this verse
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
因为他有说不尽的恩赐
There's insurmountable grace.
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
你不算上帝的恩典，好像上帝没有恩典。
If you don't count the grace of God as if there's none.
你一算了才知道算不清。
But the more you count, you find that it's countless.
有的人习惯借钱不还的。
Some use to borrow money without repaying.
先用，先用。
We'll use first.
只有一点嘛。
Only a little bit.
一点加一点，一两点，两点加一点，三点，三点加一万点，一万零三点。
So a little bit plus a little bit, so much more.
哎呀，这不能了，我要算了。
Then they just say, I have to count it.
当你算了，才原来你欠那么多。
Then when you count, you know that you owe so much.
不算不知足。
So if you don't count, you do not know it.
一算吓一跳。
But when you count it, you feel so astonished.
神的恩典也是这样。
God's grace is the same thing.
哪有上帝的恩典？
How can you count it?
上帝恩典为什么不算
Where's God's grace? I can't succeed.
什么叫做上帝恩典
When was God's grace?
你算吧。
Huh?
我讲一点给你听好不好
And I will count for you.
请问喝水跟吃饭哪一贵
Which one is more expensive to eat or to drink?
吃饭贵啊喝水贵
To eat food or to drink water, which is more expensive?
吃饭贵啊
To eat food is more expensive, you say?
喝水跟呼吸哪里贵
And to drink water and to take air, which is more expensive?
喝水贵啊
Of course, drinking water is more expensive to breathe.
3 days 不吃饭死不死
If you do not eat for 3 days, will you die?
死不死？不死。
No.
3 days 不喝水死不死
3 days you don't drink, will you die?
可能会死。
Maybe.
不要说马上死啊，不
一定。Not immediately, maybe.
3 days 不呼吸死不死
Can you stop breathing for 3 days, will you die or not?
一定死，大家说。
Surely you die.
一定死，你不一定的就不必讲。一二三，
一定死。
那么，水跟空气哪里重要？
And are this water and air which is more important?
空气重要。
哎。
饭跟水哪里重要
？And as a food and water which is more important?
水重要。
Water.
最重要的最贵，或者最不重要的最贵，回答。
Which is more expensive?
啊？最不重要的最贵，最重要的免费。
The least important more expensive.
你曾经感谢主呼吸不用钱，有没有
？Have you ever thank God because
we are breathing
without paying you?
感谢主呼吸不用钱。啊，你算了点，算了一样啊。
So you count one grace now.
啊，你还有很多可以感谢主的。
There's still many things you can thank so.
为什么眉毛在上面不在下面
？Why is that? This eyebrow is up there, not down there.
为什么鼻子向下不向上
？Why is the nose is facing down, not upwards?
所以骄傲的人呢
？So those are proud.
一下雨他先伤风。
When the rain comes, he will catch cold first.
你曾经感谢上帝鼻子向下吗
？Have you ever thanked God because your nose is facing downwards?
所以如果你数上帝恩典数不完的。
Why is colored with the grace of God to you?
保罗真是聪明。
Paul is intelligent.
他用一句话表达。
He used a statement.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
因为他有说不尽的恩赐。
For his immeasurable grace.
大家说一二三。
因为他有说不尽的恩赐。
这就是保罗说，凡事都有益处。
And that's why Paul says that all is good there.
凡事带有益处，原来的意思就是好处太多。
Everything is good, meaning there's so much good about it.
第一，
好。
保罗的文学有一个特点哈。
And the literature of Paul has a special point.
他每次讲第一就不讲第二。
Every time when he say first, never say second.
你注意读圣经啊。
You pay attention to when you read the Bible. First,
你找第二没有了。
You find the second is not there.
这保罗这个人常常的有头没尾。
Paul start never end.
不是。
No.
他有个特点。
He has a special point.
大点从最重要的重点去发挥，次要的他就不多发挥。
He will try to expound those words most important. The secondary he never expound.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
第二、第三、第四都写出来，查经呢，希伯来书二十年查不完。
He will do say second and third and fourth. You expound the book Hebrews and then 20 years cannot finish.
第一是什么呢
？What's the first?
好处多多，最重要是什么
？He says there's so much good. What's the first?
上帝的圣言交托给他们。
And God's word has been entrusted to them.
这句话我不能随便讲。
I cannot explain it in a simple way.
我是很严肃的，上帝的圣言。
But very solemn to say that God's word has been entrusted to them.
请问皇帝下圣旨的时候
，When this emperor has a decree coming to us,
封起来
，and this has been sealed,
交给一个人
，and give it to an officer.
那个人重要不重要
？Is it an important person?